The next Wayback Country Christmas is dedicated to all those who can no longer be here at this time of year, who have gone on before us, or are simply treasured memories of the past. With that, I would like to also dedicate this to all those who celebrate the Christmas season.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be.
Christmas time to come and I know I'm going home.
This is Lorne Greene. The spirit of Christmas does wondrous things to the peoples of the earth. Fighting stops, wars stop, arguments stop, families unite, friends unite, gifts are given, friendships are given, and everyone joins in the spirit of Christmas. Join us as we explore the spirit of Christmas.
We'll have a good old country Christmas.
Morning, friends and listeners, and welcome to Christmas Morning 2025. This here is your old host with most country rush music, and this time of year, Christmas music here at www.oshawarocks.com. Here in the old Durham County of Ontario, and with that mentioned, we have a very special 2-hour celebration to Christmas 2025 for y'all. So sit back, relax, and enjoy those gifts under your Christmas tree as we pay tribute to some of the old-time classics of country music. Welcome in, friends. Merry Christmas, one and all.
We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas.
Morning, friends and listeners, and welcome to Christmas 2025. And today I would like to celebrate Christmas along with you, my many listeners, here at www.oshawarocks.com. This here is your host with most country rush music, but this time of year, Christmas music as well. We are also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of the old St. Lawrence Seaway. I would like to welcome you all to this, yes, that glorious holy day of Christmas 2025. In a very special 2-hour celebration to Christmas today. As my gift to you, my loyal friends and listeners, I would like to wish each and every one of you a very special and very merry Country Fried Christmas. With that mentioned, let's open up today's program with none other than Whisperin' Po' Boy Bill Anderson and Across the Miles at Christmas, as I wish everyone a blessed Christmas morning across the many miles of the GTA, Greater Toronto Area, and the old Durham County. And also, we'll follow that by a classic by none other than William Smith Monroe, always will be remembered as the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe, and his eternal classic called Christmas Time's A-Comin'. And yes, it sure is, friends. It's here today. With that, I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas on behalf of me and all the staff here at www.oshawarocks.com and also my beloved family. Welcome in, friends, and Merry Christmas.
Across the miles at Christmas, and I just thought I'd like to write this song. Hope these few lines add a few more smiles to Christmas, and good cheer follows you all season long. Wish I could fly across the miles at Christmas, and wish you Merry Christmas face to face. But I send my love across the miles at Christmas, and pray God to keep you in His care and grace.
Mm-hmm.
upon my tree this Christmas, to remember how you've brightened up my year. And when I count my many blessings Christmas morning, you'll be in my special Christmas prayer. Wish I could fly across the miles at Christmas, and wish you Merry Christmas face to face. But I send my love across the miles at Christmas, and pray God to keep you in His care and grace. I send my love across the miles this Christmas.
My guest this week is a gentleman that I could stand here and speak many, many words in admiration for, and he is the originator of some of the finest music in the land, that being bluegrass. Let's make him welcome Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Christmas time to coming, Christmas time to coming, Christmas time to coming, and I know I'm going home.
Snowflakes are falling, old homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's a coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy? Oh, Lord, hear them sing. When it's night, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, and I know I'm going home.
Yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's a-coming.
Ain't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy, oh, hear them sing. When it's night, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going.
Holly's in the window, homeward the wind blows. Can't walk for running, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, Georgia? Oh, hear them sing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
Well, yes, friends, following those opening songs, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this Christmas morning, 2025, and with that, I would like to send out some special dedications. First, I'd like to send out a special song to my beloved Mama Dawn for her today on this Christmas day. With love, it'll be a song by Frank Willis from Down East, and it'll be a song called Lady Like Mom. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my stepdad, Big Daddy Al, as he is often referred to on the show, and a song by the legendary Johnny Cash, The Man in Black, and his all-time classic version of White Christmas. And then we'll wrap up with none other than a song going out in loving memory of my late grandmother, Mabel, from Milk River, Alberta, but also Granny Marg from back home here in Kingston. And they are both in heaven this Christmas, but it's going to be an all-time classic by The Tallies and Christmas at Grandma's. With that, we'd like to wish each and every one of our listeners, as well as my beloved family, a very blessed and Merry Christmas. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Oh, there'll never be a lady like Mom. She's the one who taught us right from wrong. Raised a real big family, her and Dad in harmony. There'll never be a lady like Mom. When Christmas time rolled around, she made sure that we all found something underneath the Christmas tree. Christmas stockings filled with treats, lots of fruit and something sweet. Well, the life it was just being young and free. And she worked real hard all her life. She couldn't have been a better wife to Dad, who is the luckiest man alive. She ran a little grocery shop day and night. She never stopped back. Then it was a challenge to survive. Oh, there'll never be a lady like Mom. Cause she's the one who taught us right from wrong. She's a real big family, her and Dad in harmony. There'll never be a lady like Mom. Always pleasant through it all. She dressed us warm by early fall. She did so while she sacrificed herself. She made sure we were never cold. She treated Dad like he was gold. We had all that we needed without wealth. Oh, there'll never be a lady like Mom. She's the one who taught us right from wrong. A real big family, her and Dad in harmony. There'll never be a lady like Mom. Oh, there'll never be a lady like Mom. Cause she's the one who taught us right from wrong. Raise a real big family, her and Dad in harmony. There'll never be a lady like Mom. No, there'll never be a lady like Mom.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Tired and wrinkled face, I still can smell those pumpkin pies cooling by the stove. But the thing that I remember was when Grandma squeezed me close. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. I can hear her happy Christmas carols ringing in my ear. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. She always sang a happy song. Christmas was a happy time of year. With all the family gathered, we were sure to have a crowd. My uncles all talked baseball, and my aunts just talked real loud. That didn't bother Grandma. She was glad that we were there. See, she was queen on Christmas, crowned with silver in her hair. And now she's gone, and we all spend our Christmases at home. All the aunts and uncles have grandkids of their own. Lord, let our homes be filled with love and joy like Grandma knew. And let her have a Merry Christmas celebrating there with you. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. I can hear the angels singing. I hear Grandma loud and clear. Like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. She's there singing a happy song. Grandma's home for Christmas this year. She's there singing a happy song. Grandma's home for Christmas this year.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
This is
Rob Helms, son of Bobby Helms. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on Wayback Country Christmas. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and God bless.
That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell, Rob.
Now, friends, I would like to once again take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, and with that mentioned, this being Christmas morning, I'd like to send out some special dedications to some dear friends and family up the Ottawa Valley way, including, first of all, a song going out to my good friends, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky, and as mentioned, they may not be blood, but sometimes friendship is thicker than blood, and with that mentioned, it'll be a song by Wayne Rostad going out to Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret and all the Valley legends up that way, and of course, Wayne Rostad is forever remembered and beloved for his classic, Christmas in the Valley. Then we'll follow with the man we all know as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, none other than Mac Beattie. And so for Mac Beattie, it'll be a song called Snowflakes, and this is his cover of the old Gentleman Jim Reeves classic. Then we'll wrap up this set with none other than Henri LaRivière, forever also remembered as Hank Rivers, and a classic called Santa Rides Tonight. And yes, Santa, I hope was good to each and every one of you out there in the greater Toronto area in the old Durham County. And with that, we will say good day to all the Valley listeners up the Valley way and also throughout the Durham County. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Sleigh bells ringing in the snow, kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. And soon beneath the Christmas tree, we'll gather with our families, love in perfect harmony. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright, and all the world will be so right when Santa on his magic night comes to his children. There'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow, and kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. Candlelight and hearts aglow, the silent dance of falling snow, familiar songs on the radio. That's Christmas in the valley. In every town the church bells ring, in every home a young child dreams, in every heart the spirit sings. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright, all the world will be so right when Santa on that magic night comes to his children. There'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow, and kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. In the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley.
Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Ooh, 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 a change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. You've got feet warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Well, snow was falling when love came a-calling on this lonely heart of mine.
You were standing there with snowflakes in your hair. You kept stalling while I watched you calling on any way that I knew for just one chance to get acquainted with you. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Ooh, 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 changing the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. You've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Well, the ice was a-breaking and love was waking in a winter wonderland. When I felt you slip your fingers in my hand. The snow is gleaming and I'm not dreaming. I know this is for real. The love I have is too much to conceal. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Ooh, 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 changing the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. You've got me warm as a fire with the burning desire for you. Snowflake, 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 snowflake.
Now way up north in an icy land lives a man with a snowy beard. Like Buffalo Bill, he rides the range, and perhaps of him you've heard. He makes toys for little girls and boys if they'll only do what's right. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. With a ho, 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 and a ha, 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 across the fields he comes. For the little girls, there's dolls with curls, and the boys, there's nice red drums. He's very kind, he leaves behind little toys that'll bring delight. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. Santa Claus, he's sometimes cold as he rides in that icy range. Every year it's been the same, there's never been a change. Now if you've been good like I know you should, and trying to do what's right, then under your tree pretty toys you'll see, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. With a ho, 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 and a ha, 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 across the fields he comes. For the little girls, there's dolls with curls, and the boys, there's nice red drums. He's very kind, he leaves behind little toys that'll bring delight. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus rides tonight.
Come and gather at the manger, where our Savior Christ was born.
This is Tom Wilson. You're listening to our good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on the Wayback Country Christmas. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn.
Now, keeping with the tradition of the Wayback Country Christmas and the Wayback Show, I would like to pay tribute to an interview that we got to do some years ago, about 2021-2022, with my good friend Gayla Peavy, who in 1953 recorded an all-time classic called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Now, this will be an archived interview from Out of the Blast from Christmas Past, but it is still relevant today as we remember this celebration of Christmas. With that, I would like to invite y'all to turn up your volume as we remember an all-time classic by none other than our good friend Gayla Peavy of Oklahoma, who, yes, in 1953, at fair young age as just a child, she recorded this all-time classic with Mitch Miller and his orchestra. With that, here now is my good friend from way back when, Miss Gayla Peavy.
Wayback Country Christmas, a truly.
Hi, Johnny. It's so nice to be here with you.
Yes, and how are you doing this Christmas?
Doing just great.
That's great. I understand the song turned 70 this year.
Yes, it's a big anniversary, 70th anniversary of the release of my record, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. And I can't believe that that was 70 years ago, but it was. And so we're just kind of celebrating this year.
Yes, for sure. And did you ever think it would last this long?
Not really. It's very unusual. And to think that it's actually just as popular or more so than it was 70 years ago. It just keeps going and new generations discover it and love it. And so it's kind of a phenomenon in a way. But I'm enjoying it. It's really fun.
And it has become a Christmas standard in many ways as well, yes.
It has. There was an article in the New York Times a couple of years ago, and that was the headline, you know, that it was now a classic standard Christmas song.
Exactly, yes. So how did it all come about?
Well, I was already singing and on television a lot as a child. And the record label, Columbia Records, spoke to my manager and signed me up for a Columbia Records at the age of 10. And Mitch Miller was the A&R person for Columbia. And the very first song that he brought to me from the label to record was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
And as we were saying, it's become history ever since. But what is your memories of working with Mitch Miller?
Well, he was a very animated, high-energy person. He was fun. Of course, he was clowning around more because I was a little kid.
Yes.
He was trying to make the recording more fun for a kid. So he would just jump around and get into it and have a lot of fun, and then it made it fun for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he was good to work with as a kid.
Okay.
Have to.
And you also did some Easter recordings as well.
Yeah, it's the first record being a Christmas holiday song and about an animal. The label just thought that, you know, I should just record animal songs and little kitty songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, wish I was a whisker on the Easter Bunny's chin and three little bunnies in a pet shop. So they just, you know, kept bringing me little songs trying to get another hit like I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. But none of them took off like the hippo song.
Okay, yes. So you were really typecast in one sense.
Oh, yeah. And it was not good, but, you know, as a kid, and I didn't know I could speak up and say, hey, I want some songs I can sink my teeth in. And my parents were not that involved. They were not showbiz people at all.
Okay.
So didn't input. But before I was recording on Columbia, I was singing songs like, you know, Walking My Baby Back Home and You're Cheating Hard. I mean, that kind of song.
Okay.
So that
the ballad.
Was fun.
Okay. And you also worked with Ed Sullivan, or you performed on his show.
I did. Actually, before being on the TV show in New York, he used to travel around the country way back in the beginning and do shows from different cities. And he had come to Oklahoma City, where I lived at the time, and did a show. And I was on that and got acquainted with him then. And then when the record came out, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, was released, I introduced it to the world on the Sullivan Show. So that was actually my second time to get together with Ed Sullivan.
Oh, yes. And what was he like to work with?
Well, you know, he was very much the same off camera that he was on camera. He was a little, I don't want to say reserved, but kind of not real talkative or animated, but he was very, very friendly. I mean, he was just so nice. And he, you know, it was kind of unusual for him to have a child on the show.
For sure,
so
yeah.
He interviewed me after I sang, and it was just a very nice experience.
And you were also a singer during the 1960s once you grew up a bit, but under a different name.
Yeah, I kind of grew into adolescence and teens, and my manager thought that it would be an easier transition to just start over as a new person, a new artist, and so they talked me into changing my name to Jamie Horton.
Okay.
That was the best move, but anyway, it was fun. I recorded some doo-wop kind of rock and roll songs on the Joy label, and a couple of them charted in Billboard and did very well in other countries. I didn't even know that at the time, but a couple of them did really well in England and Australia and, I believe, Germany. So, yeah, it was a fun time during my teen.
Now, also, I know you collect hippos, and you have quite a lot of the hippopotamuses.
quite a few. I have one on my front porch, stone hippo, and one outside in the yard, and then a few small hippos, like on the coffee table, I don't have a lot of them, but mainly they're from people who think I collect hippos.
Okay, yes. And in fact, you also got the Oklahoma Zoo a hippo named Matilda.
Yes, the Christmas that the song came out and became a hit, newspaper, Oklahoma newspaper, and the zoo and the TV station kind of got together and did a big campaign to raise money to buy me a hippo, a live hippo for Christmas. And sure enough, the kids sent in their nickels and dimes, and by Christmas they had enough to buy Matilda, a live hippo. They flew her in from New York, from the zoo there, and she was just a young hippo, so she wasn't full grown. And I got to, you know, donate her to the zoo, because of course we didn't have room in our zoo there, but not in real life. So the zoo was willing to house my live hippo for me, and it was a very big event, and one I'll never forget for sure.
Yes. And did it not just recently die just a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I would say about 5 or 6 years ago.
So they must live a long time then.
Yeah, she lived for 49 years in the Oklahoma City Zoo.
Yes.
And they paired her up with a male hippo named Norm, and they hit it off and had 9 babies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, amazing. Just because of your song, yeah? So I also have heard that child stars kind of get into trouble, but how did you stay clean, or how did you stay clear of what other stars were doing at the time?
Well, I can give the credit to my parents and my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
They very strong Christians and churchgoers. I grew up in church, Sunday school, and even as a small child, I was very much a person of faith. I gave my heart to Jesus at the age of 7.
Yeah.
And so I was a very follower of Jesus, biblical principles, and my folks saw to it that that was the case. And so, you know, I would give that as the reason why I didn't fall into some of the show business traps that a lot of young people do. And, you know, one of the reasons that my parents took me out of show business at a young age and moved away from it, because it's not an easy business to be in and not get caught up in all of the trappings.
Exactly.
And I'm glad that didn't happen. And even though, you know, it meant kind of getting out of show business, I think it was for the best.
I see, yeah. So what did you spend your rest of your life doing, if I may ask?
Oh, well, I ended up going to college, and I got a teaching credential. I met my husband. We got married at a very young age, and he actually put me through college.
Yes.
His name's Cliff, and Cliff and I have been happily married for 60 years. That's
wow.
6-0. Mm-hmm. And we have one daughter. She's grown and married, and we have 3 grandchildren. And over the years, after I was married and all that, I taught school for a very short time. That was not for me. And so I started a little cottage advertising agency, and jingles and radio spots, and did some media buying, and that kind of gave me an outlet for my music, because I produced jingles for radio and TV spots. So I did that for a number of years, and then the last few years I've been involved in church all through the years. I've been in the choir, sang solos at church, been on the worship team, so that's been a huge part of my life is church. And you know, now I just have a great time playing with grandkids. Well, they're not little anymore. The youngest one's 15. We just travel. We travel a lot and just have a great life.
Well, that's great. Great to hear, yes. And you're still on the west coast of California, I take it.
Yes. Been in California for a long time. I still have lived in Oklahoma, Johnny. I just love Oklahoma, and I go there pretty often. They have me come back to do sing-alongs at the Oklahoma City Zoo. In fact, in November, this November the 9th, they're flying me back there to do a big 70th anniversary jubilee sing-along at the zoo.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I've been back there a couple of times, so I definitely have a strong connection still with Oklahoma.
Now, I have a couple more questions for you today. So, stepping into the modern era, what is looking at the past 70 years of the I Want a Hippopotamus song, what does that mean to you personally?
Well, it's really been a door opener for me to meet wonderful people. I just get calls like from nice people like you and get opportunities to, you know, to meet and mingle with people that otherwise I wouldn't. And the nice legacy, because so many schools use the song with their children for programs, and I get nice letters from kids and, you know, how they enjoy the song. And just to know that it's a cheery, fun, upbeat song that makes people smile. It's fun. And so it just gives me a good feeling to know, even going forward, when I'm long gone, I think the song will continue to bring a smile to people's face.
And talking about that, how would you like it to be remembered into the Christmases in the future, after you're gone?
Well, I would just be happy if people just remembered that it, you know, was a way of just making people happy.
Yes.
Just a song that makes people happy and that could keep doing that. You know, the world is pretty difficult and chaotic sometimes.
That's right.
And I think it's just, if I have a song that just brings a little sunshine and fun and some smiles into this crazy world, what more could I ask?
True, yes. And it's a beautiful legacy to have. If you have one song, it's a smiling song. Exactly. Now, I've heard rumors that people think it was Shirley Temple who sang that song. What does that ever bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. Things no. out on the internet get all mixed up, you know, and so that happens. I've heard that rumor too. That, oh, no, that was Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
No, that's not Shirley Temple. She was actually before my time.
Yes.
But if I was going to be confused with somebody, she's a good one to be confused. She was a little doll, that's for sure. But oh, Shirley Temple, it was me.
Yes, exactly. This is the last question for today, but what plans do you have for Christmas 2023?
Oh, well, we're probably going to spend Christmas like we normally do at my daughter's and with our three grandkids, Lincoln, Macy, and London. And one thing, it's before Christmas, but my whole family is going to go back to the zoo in Oklahoma for that big 70th anniversary Jubilee celebration.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be a part of the holiday season. But yeah, we'll just spend Christmas with family and have a lot of food and fun and you know, spread the true meaning Christmas, which is, of course, the birth of Jesus.
Exactly, that's right. Well, with that, I want to thank you, Gayla, for being on the show this Christmas, and I want to wish you and your family the happiest of Christmases.
Well, thank you so much, and I want to wish you a happy Merry Christmas, as well as all your listeners. Have a very happy Merry Christmas.
Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two
massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
You gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Simbush. And also Little Gunny, here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com. And we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, yes, friends, following that interview with our good friend Gayla Peavy from 2022, it is once again time to take our weekly dive into the old Woodlock Ranch Studios Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. As we do this, once again, Vinyl Vault Door on the Way Back program, and remember the Vinyl Blast from Christmas Vinyl Past. Now that the Vinyl Vault door is wide open, I'd like to once again turn back the years to 1969. Remember an all-time favorite sad song of country Christmas music that was recorded by the Queen of Country Music, in many ways, Miss Kitty Wells, and her late husband, Johnny Wright. From both of them, it'll be a classic called There Won't Be Any Tree This Year for Christmas. And this is one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs of all time. So I do hope y'all enjoy it, but it is, I do warn you, a very sad tearjerker. Especially on such a blessed day as today. But that, with that mentioned, here's the undisputed queen of country music and her husband, Kitty Wells and Johnny Wright. Welcome in, friends.
Never was a healthy child, and we always feared for him, though we both had always tried to fuel the life that had grown dim. So we didn't think it strange when the family doctor said, if you have any plans to fill for him, better set those plans ahead. He'd never known a real Christmas. You see, he was then only three. So we planned an all-out Christmas with the most beautiful of all trees. Now here it was in late August, and Christmas yet 4 months away. But the doctor had said he would leave us by fall, so we had to hasten the day. September instead of December, just 3 months before Christmas Day. A big tree in his room was glistening with gifts, toys and candy array. His eyes really lit up when he saw it, and his little heart was just bubbling with joy. But the tears filled the eyes of all present. We knew he was such a sick boy. Just a few days longer, he lingered. Then angels took him away to be with the giver of Christmas. So you understand when we say,
there won't be any tree this Christmas, and I'm afraid that there'll be little cheer.
Now, friends, on this glorious holy day as Christmas, I would like to once again remember the reason for the season, and that is, of course, our beloved Savior's birth, Jesus Christ. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to a few special gospel songs today in honor of our Lord and Savior. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic by Johnny Counterfeit, who wrote a song called Jesus is the Reason for the Season. We'll then follow with Charlie Louvin and his all-time rarity called Jesus Won't Be Coming Down Your Chimney. And it will send us into the very top of the hour with none other than another all-time gospel-inspired song. And this is by Stu Phillips, a good friend of mine in the program, and a song called The Night Before Jesus Came. With that, I hope y'all enjoy these classic gospel favorites, and we will talk to y'all on the other side of the hour. Welcome in, friends, and yes, Merry Christmas, one and all.
Jesus is the reason for the season. It doesn't matter what you call the holiday. Just buy the gifts and spread your love and know He came from up above. Jesus is the reason for the season. Every year complainers tear down Christmas. Their silly chatter is just like window ice. Just let your warm love flow, and one day they will know to change their hearts from naughty to nice. Jesus is the reason for the season. It doesn't matter what you call the holiday. Just cook the food, share your love, and know He came from up above. Jesus is the reason for the season. Like the world's people, with twinkling lights and decorations too. We pray together one by one and praise the presence of God's Son. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. It doesn't matter what you call the holiday. Just sing the carols, give your love, and know He came from up above. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Santa Claus is coming. They look for Him every year, but I keep looking for someone else. I believe His coming is near. It's not old Santa's birthday. Let me tell you this one thing. I'm not looking for an old fat man. I'm looking for my King.
Jesus won't come down your chimney. He won't ride in a red sleigh. He'll be riding on a big white cloud when He takes His children away.
He may come in the middle of the night, but it won't be with reindeer.
He'll come with angels to get His children and take them away from here.
Jesus won't creep in your house and leave presents under your tree. He already gave the greatest gift when He hung on Calvary's tree. And it wasn't just for good kids, it was for one and all. He won't come down your chimney, but in your heart if you just call.
Won't come down your chimney. He won't ride in a red sleigh. He'll be riding on a big white cloud when He takes His children away.
He may come in the middle of the night, but it won't be with reindeer.
He'll come with angels to get His children and take them away from here.
It's Christmas time, blissful time. It's Christmas time again.
Was the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, not thinking that Jesus just might come there. The children were dressing to get into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their head. Mom in her rocker with baby on her lap was watching TV while I took a nap. When out of the east there rose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning, just as he said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him, in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand, listed the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," I was ashamed. All people whose names were written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left standing around. Then he looked right at me and said, "It's never too late. On this Christmas day, you can seal your own fate." I stood and cried as they rose out of sight. If only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all.
Dina Martin, daughter of Dean Martin, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Christmas. He's fabulous. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Walking in the winter.